USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. Over 14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend. The TSA bracing for a high number of travelers through next Wednesday, with an estimated 3 million people traveling on Friday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is helping to ensure that the Labor Day travel weekend will be as disruption-free as possible. Speaking at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, the Transportation Secretary says his department will hold airlines accountable for delays.
When things go wrong, we want passengers to know that DOT has your back, and that we have secured stronger consumer protections for travelers.
18 states filed a brief petitioning a federal court to rule in favor of a Tennessee law protecting kids from being exposed to lewd drag performances. A federal judge blocked the law in June. The law banned performances depicting nudity, sexual enticement, sexual conduct, excess violent, and sadomasochistic abuse on public property. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%. While the economy added 187,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House, President Biden says the jobs report shows his administration has brought prosperity to millions of Americans.
We've seen record lows in unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic workers and veterans, and workers without high school diplomas, and the lowest unemployment rate in 70 years for America's women.
President Biden is set to travel to Florida Saturday to survey the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia. The president saying he will be meeting with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You could save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With his poll numbers rising, 2024 Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is facing more heat from his GOP rivals, especially on his foreign policy views. Speaking on Fox News, Ramaswamy says he will pursue diplomacy over endless wars.
I do think that there is a real distinction, and I think that I am the only candidate who was on that stage who was a non-neocon.
Ramaswamy adds his foreign policy will prioritize American safety and interests.
I believe in standing for American interests, asserting American interests, but only where it advances the U.S. interest. That's very different from other candidates that would sooner send troops to defend an invasion across somebody else's border than to use troops to defend across the invasion on our own southern border in this country.
High school football coach Joe Kennedy, who lost his job in 2015 for openly praying on the field, returned to the sidelines tonight at Bremerton High School in Washington State. Kelly paused after the game at the 50-yard line to take a knee. The coach returned after the Supreme Court ruled last year that the former Marine was unfairly fired for exercising his freedom of religion with his post-game midfield prayer. Around 10,000 people were at the game to support Mr. Kennedy's return. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy?